And welcome back, and it's time for our Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com, and we are brought to you, as always, by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you, with us, Aaron Rader, a farmer and road commissioner. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up on the west side of town here on our family farm, and been in town my whole life. Went to Normal West in its first years, and then went to Illinois Central College and took some diesel mechanics classes there, and then ended up back here at ISU getting my Bachelor's of Science in Ag Industry Management. So
now you've got well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, all in hopes of going back to the family farm.
And that's what you were able to do, and tell us about the farming operation.
My dad and my brother and myself, we farm mostly soybeans. We farm a little bit of commercial grade pumpkins, they kind of do a rotation, so every few years we get some acres of those, and then we have also the Rader Family Farms pumpkin farm, so we grow about 30 acres of ornamental pumpkins and gourds as well. So main things being corn and soybeans, but we got some other things thrown in there as well.
And besides being a farmer, which is a full-time job, you are the Township Road Commissioner, and you've been elected to a four-year term.
Yes, Normal Township is where I serve, and then I'm on my third year of a four-year term here, and my dad was the previous road commissioner for 20 years and decided to retire, and so I ran last time as caucus came up and ended up getting it, and so I had a lot of experience helping him over the years, and so it was a pretty good fit, and works pretty good for farming as well. A lot of road commissioners are also farmers, so that worked out good.
Well, you know where the problem spots are. You maintain the roads, the shoulders, the ditches, even the road signs, and winter is especially a big time for you. Maybe not this winter, but a lot of other winters have been, I'm sure.
Yeah, this winter has been a lot different. We could use a good freeze on the farming side, but the roads tend to pay for it when we get a lot of back and forth freezing and thawing, and so in that aspect it's been pretty good for the roads, but we're getting to that point here where they are getting a little vulnerable to damage. So we're posted roads here this past week, and so now we're regulating weight limits on them.
Talking to Aaron Rader here on our Farm to Table segment. You deal with roadkill. I have to hear about this.
Yeah, that's not one of the most glorious parts of the job, but you hope to find them as soon as you can and not let them sit out there, especially during the summer. So,
all right. Well, tell us about the township. A lot of roads and bridges to take care of.
Yeah, we've got about 25 miles of roads on the north end of Normal, and we meet up with Hudson Township, about halfway to Hudson, the town of Hudson, that is. And so we have about a little over half are hot mix, which are your asphalt roads, and then we have some tar and chip roads as well. And we don't have any gravel roads, which is a blessing. But the hot mix roads, we have some that are all weather roads that you can run 80,000 pounds in the winter. Most all of them have a weight limit, and the tar roads are the most vulnerable of them all. When it starts freezing and thawing.
Well, you can't be looking at the roads 24/7. There are weight limits on these roads. How do you impose those restrictions?
Yeah, we kind of count on people to obey them, but we also, there is a program that McLean County runs with the county sheriff's department, and so they maintain, they usually have one to two patrol officers out somewhere in the county, either on a county road or a township road, and they kind of move around different spots and try to keep people honest, I guess. But yeah, the farmers, you know, they're the ones that use the roads year round and are on them all the time, so they do a pretty good job of not damaging them, knowing that they're going to be using them the rest of the year. So
yeah, and that's
pretty good luck.
Sure, and those weight limits for farmers, they can affect fertilizer applications and the tillage work.
Yeah, so in the spring, weather tentative, but we usually run the posted roads till the 15th of April, so we try to back them off if we feel like they're solid enough earlier than that, but that can run into, and usually does run into, some applications of anhydrous and fertilizer applications and some spring tillage too. So we really work with a lot of the co-ops and the farmers, local farmers that are trying to get in there, and you know, me being one of them, I know, you know, it's frustrating if you can't get to the field when you need to, but yeah, really you know, heavy equipment on the, especially if you're riding right on the shoulder of the road or the outside edge of the road, that can really do some damage in a hurry. So
yeah, and it varies by the year and the weather. With the weather that we're having this winter, which has been mild, what does that mean for the length of time the roads have the posted weight limits?
Yeah, we'll really have to see how it plays out the rest of the year. But we going into it, we didn't enforce them till just this last week, and usually it's the 15th of January is when, you know, when I guess people should look for to see if they're posted or check the county website. So it just really depends on how the rest of the year plays out, and you know, once that moisture gets underneath the roads and then freeze and thaw, that heavy load on that can really break up the base and the asphalt and cause some real problems, you know, maybe immediately, maybe just problems for the future. So try to avoid that if we can.
All right. Aaron Rader, a farmer, road commissioner, Normal Township. And our Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer, from world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals. DuPont Pioneer is with you. Aaron, have a great rest of your winter and a good planting season as well.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care.
It's 12:52 here at WJBC and WJBC.com. See you.